Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning Mess, hanging out with you. Beautiful Wednesday morning. It's Live 101.5. Okay, y'all, all in favor to help Michelle and Mesa get revenge on her hubby, say aye.
Aye.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Hi.
So, Michelle, what's going on with Jake?
Okay, so here's what happened. Me and my husband have a daughter who does competitive dance. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that world, but their dance team is called the Tiny Twirlers. They're adorable.
Oh, my God.
Maeve, they sound adorable.
My husband had a job for the team. He was ordering their team T-shirts with the names on them so that all the parents can wear them at the competition.
Okay.
It's going to be like a cute thing to cheer them on. And I guess my husband's phone auto-corrected when he was sending what the T-shirts were supposed to say. So instead of Tiny Twirlers, they all said Tiny Twizzlers.
Oh.
And he noticed it when he picked up the shirts, but was too embarrassed to say anything, so he gave them out to the parents anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Put them on. No one notices until the kids say something.
By the way, this could be an opportunity for you to reach out to Twizzlers and make some money off this, because I would buy a bag of Tiny Twizzlers.
Partnership.
Maybe they'll buy them back. But so we're paying for all the T-shirts, obviously, since he screwed up. So I have to get him back. He embarrassed the entire team.
Yeah, he did, girl.
On behalf of all the Tiny Twizzlers.
You definitely should. Yeah. It's hilarious, but definitely embarrassing. He should have just said something and owned up to it instead of acting like nothing happened.
Yeah, that would have been better. You're not wrong.
Here's the bigger question. Did the little Tiny Twizzlers win the competition?
Oh, my God.
Well, they came in second.
Oh. Hey, that's still good.
They came up short. I see. Right. You, what? Why you hate me for?
At least they weren't the tiny red vines, because those are way worse than Twizzlers.
Bro. Right, that's true.
Tiny red vines.
Tiny red vines.
Did the parents actually pay for these shirts, or did they want the refund?
Well, they paid for them in advance, and we paid everybody back because we felt like jerks.
It's an expensive mistake.
Yeah.
How much does this run you back?
$200
Ah, honey. Oh, you should have led with that, girl.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, we got to get Jake back. So what we're going to do for you, Michelle. Carla, how many seconds are we going to give Michelle?
Let's give them 200 since the kids came in second place.
You're so shady.
200 seconds on our show clock. We're going to give to you, Michelle, to coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio and embarrass him back, okay?
Let's do it.
Michelle, hold on. We're coming back with a cupcake call, okay?
Okay.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar cake, humpy, humpy, humpy. You are my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh,
thank you so much for rocking with the Morning Mess on a Wednesday morning. We're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Michelle moments ago about why she wants revenge on her man, Jake. So, Michelle, you and your man have a beautiful little daughter, and she's in dance team.
Yes.
And they go by the Tiny Twirlers.
Correct.
So cute.
And your man bought the shirts. All the parents trusted you their money, and you got the shirts for all the parents to wear for the competition.
That was the plan, yeah.
So instead of Tiny Twirlers, your man got all the shirts made, and the back of the shirt said
Tiny Twizzlers.
Which, by the way, is not a horrible name, y'all.
I mean, it's not, but the point is that that's not the name of the team, and any smart person, well, let me not say that about your man, but like any decent person would have gone and been like, you know what, you made a mistake. Sorry, that was bad too.
That's also bad. Basically, he messed up.
A $300 mess up, right?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The parents wanted their money back. You want revenge. We're here for you. Embarrassed you in front of all those parents. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carla, how many seconds we're getting, Michelle?
200.
200 solid seconds to get your man and coax your man to baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back. You ready?
I don't think I even need that much time. I'm good.
Oh, wow. like it. All right, you got 3 seconds. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, baby, it's me. Listen, I'm about to head to work, but I really feel crappy today.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I mean, you got to go. You got that meeting you're talking about.
I know. I'm going to go. I feel like I need a little pick-me-up before I go to work.
Hold on. I'm just getting out. All right, check. Check your email. I just sent you a Starbucks gift card. So let me get you some coffee or something.
Oh, that's really sweet, baby, but I don't have time to stop for coffee. Can you just talk sweet to me, please?
I love you.
No. Talk to me like you talk to our baby girl and the little boy.
Babe, not right now. I just got into the store. I'm about to pick up some coffee. My son, babe, are you serious?
I want the boy. Come on,
little monkey's jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head.
No, Mama, you're not doing the voice. Do the voice.
No, my monkey jumping on the bed. Poor little monkey jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Hey.
Jake.
Hello?
Hey, Jake.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, before we call the doctor, we gotta let you know, Jake, you're actually live on the radio right now.
Yo.
We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've been Cupcake Call.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh my God.
I'm crying, you guys.
Jake, you there?
What's going on?
Well, you're a good man, first of all. You know you done messed up with the wifey with the whole little Twizzler situation, right?
Are you serious?
I mean, that was a little embarrassing, Michelle, right?
We're just going to hold some grudges, right?
Oh, gosh.
It's a new year. We're trying to start over.
Oh, my God. Wait, I like Jake.
I like Michelle.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, Jake can low-key sing.
Okay, Jake, we see you.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.